The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
We're back, folks. We are back, and you are tuned into the American Freedom Party report. Paul was discussing this ridiculous Canadian case in which a terrorist is going to be given a large sum of money. But I guess the good news, Paul, is that some of it may be get a judgment against it, or may be attached in an American court.
Well, maybe. The widow of Sergeant Spear and the other fellow who was Lane Morris, he's the one who lost his eye, went to a court in Utah and got a judgment ex parte for $134 million against Katter. The problem with an ex parte judgment means Katter wasn't there to defend it. That might not hold up in a Canadian court. If it does, if that award does, then they can probably get most of the money. Maybe get the money. But Mrs. Katter, who is now training to be a nurse, and he said about the apology and the money, I think it restores a little bit of my reputation here in Canada, and I think that's the biggest thing for me. So the government apologized to him. I say this. He was an ex-terrorist before the judgment. I mean, before the $10.5 million payoff. He's a rich ex-terrorist after it. And the government also played some sneaky tricks to prevent the lawyers for the widow of Sergeant Spear and for Lane Morris, who lost his eye, from actually attaching the money before Katter got it. Now, this is kind of...
And Paul, what you're referring to is...
With trying to get away from the terrorist.
Well, you know, and this is where... and we're going to go to calls here in just a moment. We've got Jeff in Chicago, Bill in Wisconsin, and Alan in Chicago. The, you know, Donald Trump on the primary trail and in the general election asked over and over again, have we lost our minds? Have we gone nuts?
Yes.
And the people who had taken over our government, yes, they have lost their minds, and they're losing them further now that Donald Trump's president. But this with the election of Donald Trump here, and we saw it happening in Europe, Paul, it's being rolled back. Those 12 nations in the Three Seas Initiative, those are three nations peeling themselves away from the kind of insanity you just described, which is our own governments turning against us, their own people. Brexit's another example where the British, again, this is inspired by Donald Trump, the British people peeling themselves away from this descent into insanity where we engage in self-destruction. Let's go to our first caller here. Let me look at my list here. And let us start with, if I may, in this order, start with Alan in Chicago. Alan, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been a wonderful week, starting with the celebration of 4th of July and through the G20. I just wanted to bring up quick recent history of how we're being represented around the world at the G20. Back in 2016, I think everybody remembers with the dust-up with President Obama in China. They got tired of him. They wouldn't even roll out the red carpet for him. He ended up coming out the cargo hold of the Air Force One. So that's how we got represented there. In 2013 at the G20, the headline says, G20 ends abruptly as Obama calls Putin a jackass. After one day of the G20 in 2013, the whole committee decided it was so, the tension was so bad in there, after one day they ended the whole damn thing. So, America, you're being represented properly around the world, and now you're being respected again.
Very well said, Alan.
Wow.
Give us more.
Well, actually, the whole point was, I just wanted to let you know, the Hollywood people today and the press are so mad, they're thinking that Donald Trump gave Putin a pass because he didn't press him on the so-called Russian meddling. Here it says, the press corps appeared stunned by uncharacteristic outburst by Mr. Obama, who then unleashed a 10-minute tirade at the stone-faced Russian president. By the way, this was in St. Petersburg, Russia, his own country. Look, I'm not just talking about Snowden and Syria, Mr. Obama said. What about your pussy riot? What about your gay anti-gay laws, you total jackass? Can you imagine
wow.
if Trump
wow.
would have... You remember that?
I did not get all that detail. And, you know, it's
Obama,
shocking.
Did Obama say that to Putin?
He said that to his face. Go look it up. The 2013 G20 was in St. Petersburg, Russia. He was standing next to Putin, and he waved. They said he waved his finger right in his face. It says, Mr. Obama said, jabbing his finger directly in President of Russia's face.
Wow.
I'm telling you,
to go from
really
that.
Think, yes. That's what
Alan,
I'm trying
that
to
is
say.
Very,
and,
yeah.
And
we
also,
need to get this
I just wanted to say.
Prime time.
Yeah, Alan, that is very good research, and you know, you should be the producer of a news network, and you should be putting. I mean, that's George is just right. If the public could see that, they could see on film, Obama trying to provoke and jab at the leader and to try to humiliate the leader of our brother Russian nation, and then. Directly juxtapose that with the obvious friendship the two men felt for each other, the obvious chemistry and respect. Donald Trump saying right to Vladimir Putin, it's an honor to meet you. And the I forget what Putin's word was to Trump. It was he was delighted to meet President Trump. Yes, that's the way. I mean, what a journey from a descent into hell with Obama and toward war. Because that's where wars come from. That kind of insanity of someone personally insulting and provoking another nation, that leads to war.
Well,
and, you know, this rips, Alan, this rips the mask off the left. You know, the left pretends to be, we're peace advocates and we're all about kumbaya and love and so on. No way. No way, folks. These people are haters and they're killers.
Not with the neocons in charge of... they're exactly it. They're warmongers and killers. A previous generation would have described that behavior on the part of Obama as being uppity. And by God, I didn't realize he'd done that. That was not only rude, it was uppity in the worst way.
I just wanted to say also real quick that the pressing issue, by the way, just for people to know, this was right after Obama set the red line with Putin. And don't forget, this was also right after Obama said he didn't care about Snowden, but he sent up military jets to bring down the president of Bolivia's plane because he thought Snowden was on it. If it wasn't in the Obama era for President Putin, we probably would have been at World War III already. He held, can you imagine Obama went to Russia and pointed at the president of Russia's face and called him a jackass in front of his own country? How he...
Yeah.
And then also I wanted to say, historically, this is the 100-year anniversary, and it's important to me because my family comes from Latvia, 100-year of the Bolshevik Revolution. So also President Trump was appropriate to go to Poland because we have a huge Polish community in Chicago, and I know they feel the same about communism the way I do, but it's a new era. It's not that old Soviet Union. We need to get along with these people, and that's all I wanted to say, gentlemen.
And good for pointing out that the 100th anniversary, and of course, almost immediately after the Communist Revolution, the Bolsheviks invaded the Baltic states, and the Baltic states beat them off, but of course would again be invaded in 1940 and would groan under almost 50 years of communism. But that's a very timely reminder. Thank the caller for that.
Yes, and
thank
Alan,
you, gentlemen, and it's good to hear Alan, that Bill's back too.
Yeah, Bill's back.
Yes, and Alan, wasn't it wonderful? Did you notice again the lamestream media not reporting such things as the creation of the Three Seas Initiative, where these 12 yes, great nations that want to defend their borders, including Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia, that they have this spirit, and all these nations that as Paul said, they groaned under communism for almost half a century, 45 years of living in a situation of dictatorship. These people, I think, in some ways this has toughened them up so that they have more resolve and more pride and more, less political correctness. All those nations in the Three Seas Initiative were under the communist boot, with the one exception of Austria, which, as I pointed out, came within a gnat's eyelash of also coming under Stalin's boot in 1945. I think it was George Patton or some American general who threw some tanks in there, and that saved Austria from going into the Iron Curtain. But my gosh, those nations, I think I can just list them here in my mind's eye. We need to get appreciation for this. Starting at the Black Sea, you've got Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and then you've got on to the east and on the Adriatic, you've got Croatia, Slovenia, you've got Slovakia, you've got the Czech Republic, and I left one out. Did I leave Poland out? I left one out. Austria. That's the 12 right there. And of course, the little piece of Eastern Europe that went, not little, but there's another piece in there, which is East Germany. And oddly enough, Angela Merkel grew up in East Germany. But the East Germans have proved to be more resilient and tougher about keeping the non-white invasion out of Europe than the West Germans, who have been subjected to this politically correct conditioning that we've all been enduring since World War II in the Western world. So, but anyway, that's pretty exciting. And the Baltic nations really doing themselves proud there. Thank you.
Great reporting.
Yes, thank you. Hey, see you, George. It's good to have you back.
All right, let us go to Bill in Wisconsin. If Bill, are you there? Come in, Bill.
Ahoy, Bill.
Just begun.
If Bill's not there right away, we can come back to you. Is Alan in Chicago there? Not Alan, I mean
Bill's
Jeff
here.
In Chicago. Oh, Bill, there you
Bill's
are, Bill.
Here.
It's Bill.
Yeah, I wanted some of that Karen Carpenter music. I want all of the listeners to close their eyes and just picture the wonder of what's going on here. As Karen Carpenter says, we've only just begun. In other words, go to the gathering that took place recently in the Hamptons in New York. We had all of the elites. Now think of this. You American middle class that work two or three jobs to keep your family bills paid. All of you Americans that supported, hopefully, a big change that was going to occur. Now, George brought out how Mr. Soros is stirring up agitators throughout the globe. Well, he was at the Hamptons for this gathering of the elites. And you know who else was there? Clinton. You know who else was there? Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. They were there sucking up to the elites. So I think we should be a little bit concerned. We've had the first trip of Trump to Europe where Kushner set it up and Ivanka led Donald Trump to the civilized nations of the world, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Pope. All right. I usually watched tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. Now, Bill, hang on. I get your drift. Now, you know, I'm disappointed that your drift hasn't changed.
Are many good things, as I've often pointed out.
Hang on. My turn, Bill. My turn to talk. Hang on. It's my turn to talk. That means you don't talk. Okay. We just witnessed a week in which, starting with the Kennedy Center with Pastor Robert Jeffers and a half-hour magnificent speech by Donald Trump, the triumph in Warsaw, the best speech backing up, you know, freedom for patriots in America ever delivered by a president. Robert Jeffers at the Kennedy Center, Donald Trump's done more for, in his first 5 months, for religious freedom in America than any other president. And then you have this meeting with your own namesake there, Vladimir Putin, Bill. And I would expect you to be just kicking your heels up and floating on air as, you know, in your persona of Vladimir Putin. Can you imagine the trend, the change for Vladimir? Forget Jared Kushner. Now, look, Bill, we don't need to have, this isn't the Jared Kushner channel, okay? I really don't care what Jared Kushner is doing. And we didn't elect Jared Kushner. And you don't need to have a freak out that Jared Kushner's wherever he is and whatever he's doing. It doesn't have much to do with the man that we elected as president of the United States. Now, imagine Vladimir Putin going from having somebody jabbing a finger in his face and calling him a jackass in 2013, President Obama. And imagine at that moment, do you think that Vladimir Putin could anticipate that 4 years later, he would be sitting there with his bosom buddy, Donald Trump, talking about saving the world, saving the peace of the world? I mean, you can't go from a depth to more of a height than that. I mean, weren't you ecstatic when you saw, did you see the body language in the face of Trump and Putin, Bill?
Absolutely. But did I would like to point out,
but is all you could think of?
An article by Matthew Raphael Johnson. No wonder the Russians are worried. U.S. and NATO continue massive military buildup on Russia's doorstep. Now, the president himself said, we want, you know, to adjust the policy of Russia concerning the Ukraine. Something I mentioned the other
night. That was obligatory. Okay, Bill, you're lost. You're lost, Bill. You're blind as a bat. Now, that's the end of the call. Thank you very much, Bill. But what you're doing is, Bill, if I couldn't present you with more good news than was just presented to you, and if all that you can extract from that is the sky is falling and I don't like Jared Kushner, you're lost, my friend. You're absolutely lost. Donald Trump just saved our bacon. And that meeting between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, you got to be able to, you know, when he says we're going to, you know, blah, blah, obligatory language, you know, you can't take over the Crimea, blah, blah, blah. We don't want war in Syria, blah, blah, blah. But then then what does he do? He declares a ceasefire in Syria with Vladimir Putin, and they're shaking hands and they're smiling can you read the body language of a man, Vladimir Putin, talking with Melania Trump there at dinner? These are friends. These are people. This is a deep friendship that's forming that's going to save us from the kind of war that we had in World War I, the kind of war we had in World War II, where America and Russia are going to be friends. And it isn't going to matter who Jared Kushner is having tea with. It isn't going to matter. And these alarm bells, you know, what is Jared doing? We ought to have the Jared Kushner channel. Well, you know, what is Jared Kushner doing tonight? You know, nobody cares. And very fortunately, it does not affect the future of our country. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and this is Kelso, James Kelso on the American Freedom Party Report, Paul Fromm with us from Canada, George, our East Coast correspondent, and just by way of further explanation, just before the break there, Bill in Wisconsin out there listening to my voice now, Bill, we're not going to be able to deliver a week of better news to you about the relationship between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin than we just experienced. It isn't possible to get better news than that. And if all that you can extract from that, and I asked at the beginning of that show, I said, you know, in this wonderful week, you know, this is a time to celebrate. If all you can come up with is who gives a rat's ass about some meeting in the somewhere, you know, a George Soros meeting. George Soros is getting his butt kicked around the world. And if Jared Kushner and Ivanka are there at that meeting, is that the news? Is that the news? That means that all these great things that just happened in Warsaw and Hamburg didn't really happen. Instead, we need to worry about what George Soros is whispering into the ear of Jared Kushner, wherever that meeting I never heard of and don't care about took place. I mean, that's... come on. You know, if you go to that level of negativity, you can never get up off the ground. Well, let's go to something very positive here. Donald Trump. Yes, Donald Trump. Bill, this great man, the greatest president in American history, the greatest politician in your lifetime, the man who has done more for you personally, for your freedom and your descendants, than any other person on earth. That person may have saved the life of little Charlie Gard. That'd be a nice thing to mention, Bill. Lawmakers to introduce legislation to grant U.S. resident status to Charlie Gard. This is thanks to Donald Trump and his tweet. When Congress returns to session next week, two congressmen say they will introduce a bill to make Charlie a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. in order to receive treatments that could save his life. All right. Let's come to another great story here. Charlie's parents deliver a 370,000 signature petition to the hospital. Isn't that great, George?
I like news too.
370,000 signatures. And talking about, here's another great story. I'm going off of Breitbart here. All these great stories are there, Bill. You can read them anytime, okay? Former CIA director John Brennan says it was dishonorable for Donald Trump to say it was an honor to meet Putin.
There you go, James.
Oh. Oh, come on. You got to think of something better than that, you intelligence, neocon flunky. Yep. What?
I wonder if this guy also thinks it's a lie and disgrace if when his wife shows up with a new hairdo and asks him, do I look pretty, honey? And he says, yes, better than the truth that you look like a hag. But, sometimes we have to say these nice things to get along. What's Donald Trump supposed to say? Putin sucks? I mean, no. The level of this criticism is so unbelievably petty. It's like grade school. It's like nasty, pubescent girls fighting in grade eight. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. And folks, here's my tip to people. You know, hey, Donald Trump means what he says. This is not, he's not making this stuff up. And
James, you said a mouthful there. We still have lots of folks on our side who are betting against Donald Trump. Can't stop him from doing that. Only been how long? 7 months?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll take up that bet. I'm betting on Donald Trump. And Paul Craig Roberts, you know, my favorite, the sky is always falling. He's had to back off in the last couple of weeks of, oh, my God, we're going to have nuclear Armageddon with Russia.
Yes.
And he's not even talking about it anymore because he knows what just happened.
A little break and then a little more great news. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to
beware. We're back, folks.
Beware.
And I want to share a little bit of good news here. We got Laura holding in Michigan and Jeff holding in Chicago. We'll go to your calls as quickly as possible. The good news is everywhere. It's not possible to imagine a better week in our political lives, folks, than Donald Trump just delivered to us. One man, Donald Trump, delivered this. Here is Donald Trump on Friday, in the midst of all of this, July 7th. He gave us his weekly message. And here in Breitbart, it's entitled, "The Era of Economic Surrender is Over." And I'm going to go to a quote here. Donald Trump, he gives us this. It's 2 minutes and 54 seconds long. Changing history in a matter of minutes. Here's it. He has a text, right? You get to hear your president, see him. He does this for us every week. He gives us the text down below so you can check on what he just said. Here's from the text. We have sent a clear message to the world that we will not allow other nations to take advantage of us any longer. That's why I withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord. And believe me, it was one-sided. And the job-killing Trans-Pacific Partnership, renegotiation of NAFTA, I'm skipping here. And if we don't get it, we will terminate. That is, end NAFTA forever. Folks, that's changing history in one paragraph. And then he says, every other nation, and here's a philosophical sea change. Every other nation on earth protects its own interests. America is finally going to do the same. That's the real news. That's our president. That's not the Jared Kushner weekly report. That's our president's weekly report. Now, here he is in his own words. Believe the man. He's telling you what he means, what he is doing as president.
My fellow Americans, here at the White House, we are dedicating the month of July to three of our favorite words, made in America. For more than two centuries, those three beautiful words have been the world standard for quality, craftsmanship, and excellence, and they still are today. As president, one of my highest priorities is to restore American manufacturing. For decades, American jobs have been ripped out of our communities, industries and towns have been stripped bare, and the entire communities have been uprooted and left. Foreign nations got rich at America's expense, and many special interests profited from this great global theft of American wealth. Since taking the oath of office, our government has adopted a new philosophy, America first. And believe me,
brand new, folks, our government has adopted a new philosophy, America first. The last time you heard that as a slogan was from the lips of Charles A. Lindbergh and the America First Committee, sponsored and financed by Henry Ford. Yes.
He followed it up with the words, believe me.
Yeah. Now
we're coming back to that. We need to touch on that as the weeks and the months and the years go by. Is Donald Trump going to carry on like he has the first 6 months? Or is it, you know, on Halloween Day, is he going to go, oh, I was just kidding, screw you, we're going back to being socialist America, and I'm throwing you all under the bus?
You know, I think it's, you know, we've been betrayed so often, it's prudent to watch carefully. But on the other hand, I think the previous caller, is so fixated. It actually had nothing to do with anything Trump did this week. It had something to do with Jared Kushner and Soros. Well, I think caution is called for, but I don't think we should be prepared to ignore the many, many good things that have happened, as James has been pointing out.
I love that.
But, and there's no
President Josep, America first.
There are 1,000 people around Donald Trump, and there are hangers-on. There are losers. There are neocons. There are wannabes. There are people who are being pushed out of the establishment in Washington, who are being trampled by Donald Trump. So they're all there. So if you're going and looking for some piece of, alarming, if you want to get alarmed, you know, there are a lot of losers around the president of the United States. The what counts. Now, let's go back to Donald Trump. He put it all into 2 minutes and 54 seconds. So you could get it, Bill. So you could listen to it and listen to it again and realize that's your president, not Jared Kushner. Here he is again.
Has adopted a new philosophy, America first. And believe me, it's about time. The era of economic surrender is over, and a new national pride is sweeping across our land. You see it. I see it. We all see it. Industry confidence has soared to the highest level ever recorded. One of my first acts was ordering all federal agencies to enforce two simple rules: buy American and hire American. We want to build with American workers and with American iron, aluminum, and steel. We're also tearing down every possible barrier to domestic energy production to unleash the full power of our economy. The American people will finally be allowed to tap into the vast energy wealth sitting right beneath our feet or right below our shores. We have also sent a clear message to the world that we will not allow other nations to take advantage of us any longer. That's why I withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord.
Okay, and pardon me for interrupting right there, but I just ask you to do this. I mean, you know, we all have known people in our lives who meant something when they said it. And very commonly, when somebody means something, how do they say it? Slowly, with emphasis. And you can hear the emotion. That's what you're hearing from Donald Trump. This is not George Bush again, or George Bush Jr. This is not Bill Clinton. This is not some phony politician. This is the greatest politician, not politician. This is the greatest man that will cross our lives, public figure in our lives. And he is. Let's go back. Listen to him. Listen to his. He means it.
And believe me, it was one-sided. Not a good deal for our country. And the job-killing Trans-Pacific Partnership. And that's why we are pursuing a total renegotiation of NAFTA. And if we don't get it, we will terminate, that is, end NAFTA forever. Every other nation on earth protects its own interests. America is finally going to do the same. And as we continue to fight for American workers and industry, it won't be long before we see the Made in America label proudly displayed on thousands of new products all across this great land and exported all around the world. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. We're all doing a job. We're working very hard. It will be America first. It will be Make America Great Again. It's happening.
So how can someone make it more clear than that? And in that, that was 2 minutes and 54 seconds. In that, there's enough material there. I mean, we've got TPP, NAFTA, Paris Climate Accord. We've got Made in America. We've got Restoring American Spirit. We've got Charles Lindbergh's slogan, America First. It's all in 2 minutes and 54 seconds. You couldn't pack more in. And it's 2 minutes and 54 seconds in which he is speaking with emphasis, slowly, one syllable at a time, so that you'll get it. And notice he uses terms like, let's see here, mealy-mouthed and weasel words like this one here. He says, that is end NAFTA forever. That's a long time.
Yeah. Well, I heard that too. If he ends NAFTA forever, that just nullifies the last three presidencies.
Yeah. I mean, you just throw a word in there. Yeah, like forever.
This is why liberals are opening fire with automatic weapons on Republican lawmakers. They wish it was us. But, you know, this man really can end the liberal reign of terror in about one-tenth of the time they took to build it up.
Yeah, exactly. And the you know, he needs our help. The danger of not getting it, you know, I don't mean to browbeat people. The danger of not getting it, that Donald Trump is the real deal, which we've been saying on this show for however long we've been on the air, is that we, how can we help him? If we're out there taking pot shots at him or expressing our doubts, you know, and we don't really believe it and so on, how can we help the man? And he can't do it all by himself. He needs our
help. It's almost going to the Catholic doctrine. Probe the nail prints and stick your hand in my side and see if I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. So, you know, all of us, how does he say it? What a genius this man is. He says, it's expressed so simply, it's easy to miss it and think, well, this guy's not, he's not talking like some academic, so this can't be that profound. Oh, yes, it can. Great, great writing, great speaking, great thinking is simple. He says, we are all, thank you, God bless you, God bless America. We are all doing a job. So folks out there, we're all doing a job. I'm doing the best I can on this show. My job is to help what he's doing. We are working very hard, he says.
Hey, James, another piece of evidence. I need somebody, either us or a caller, to tell me just precisely where, and I mean precisely, is Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney is somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't know where he is, but, you know, he was the leader of the opposition. We were all frightened to death that Donald Trump was going to give him something. Well, he didn't give him nothing.
Yeah. So, now let me give you
some credibility, because remember when we were, oh my God, he's going to make Mitt Romney Secretary of the Moon or whatever, and then he didn't do it.
Now let me give you another bit of encouragement, folks. You know, I was mentioning that the 12, Eastern and Central European nations of the Three Seas Initiative, they seem to get it better than the people in nations like France and Germany and Britain and even ourselves.
Let's just correct that to the leaders of. I think a very large number of French people get it.
Okay. Point well taken, Paul. Exactly. I should express it as the leaders and the elites. The leaders, the elites, the academics, the media people, the entertainment people. Because these other nations, like we had a caller expressing his ancestral connection to Latvia, and they've had, boy, talk about having some rough sledding. You know, just look at the history of Latvia over the last 75 years. And the now here's an example of somebody who gets it, who just met Donald Trump for the first time, shook his hand, his wife shook his hand, and they shook hands with Melania Trump there in at Kaczynski Square at the most important national monument for the nation, right there in the center of Warsaw. Andrzej Duda, the president, he tweets, the fake news was reporting, these desperate people, they made a headline out of a fake headline that Andrzej Duda's wife didn't shake hands. She snubbed Donald Trump. Oh, some problems there. First of all, she did shake hands with Donald Trump. And that's the first problem. And but they actually made headlines. Let's see. The Washington Post made a headline of this. The Huff Post made headlines of this. They've renamed themselves from the Huffington Post to the Huff Post. And I think it's Matt Drudge who's
huffing.
He calls it the Huffing and Puffing Post. The Daily Express put out this lie, and some other fake news sites that Mrs. Duda had snubbed Donald Trump. And it's absolutely a lie. There's video where she's shaking Donald Trump's hand. But here's what Andrzej Duda, he tweeted. He's getting into the spirit of things. He opens up his Twitter account and he says, contrary to some surprising reports, my wife did shake hands with Mrs. and Mr. Trump, President of the United States, after a great visit. And then in all caps, the President of Poland, he's figuring out how he can help. We're all working hard. Well, Andrzej Duda's working hard. And how is he going to help? He says, let's fight fake news. And look at the genius of Donald Trump. Somehow Donald Trump realized, in these hectic 5 months, he certainly couldn't do any of this during the primary campaign. He couldn't analyze who's the president of Poland and what does he think. But I don't know how he did it. But Donald Trump, in a sheer act of genius, realized, I'm going to Warsaw. I'm going to shake hands with this man, and I'm going to give a speech that will change history in the center of his city. And this man gets it, and he'll back me up. And that is, by the way, that is the greatest characteristic of the greatest leaders, is that they know how to find people. They know how to find talent. And so here he is turning not to Angela Merkel, not to Emmanuel Macron. He's turning to, who would expect? He's going to Poland, and he upstages the G20 meeting in Hamburg. He goes to the nation that's out of the headlines, Poland, but where the real story is, and where people, the whole nation of Poland was just electrified by Donald Trump. And I'll give you that Twitter there, that tweet. But, oh, let's go back to the calls. I knew something was bothering me. Jeff, I'm keeping you waiting. I apologize. But first, Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air. Yes. Yeah. And shame on me. You know, the Obama administration was so depressing that I didn't, generally, I would like not read. If there was news about Obama, I would like avert my eyes. And so I missed that, you know, he was sticking his finger at President Putin and calling him a jackass. I missed that because I should have not averted my gaze. But, you know, and remember how depressing it was. 8 years of Obama. What a bummer. Obummer is what I would call it.
Well, Mr. Obummer did a lot of damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Slavic countries stayed more Orthodox religious than France and Germany did.
Yes.
And so,
yes. Yes. Greater faith. Yes. But Paul is also right. The rot is really at the top, not with the people themselves. We got a little break here. We'll be back with Paul, George, and the American Freedom Party Report. Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. And here we are. We've got another hour and a little bit more than that to share with you. Laura in Michigan, are you still with us?
They're more Orthodox, whereas the churches in Germany and France have turned into more social events, just like our mega churches here. They don't want to offend anybody. They want to be politically correct, you see?
Yes, yes. Our cousins in those 12 nations in Eastern and Central Europe have kept greater connection to their ancestry, to their roots, to their history, to where they came from. They have a more basic fundamental understanding. They've lived under greater hardship. You know, some of these nations lived in incredible poverty when they were part of the Warsaw Pact and behind the Iron Curtain. You know, remember, Paul, when you and I were kids and the weekly news would include people being shot as they tried to jump over the Berlin Wall.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Remember something else that you younger people don't remember. In 1948, Stalin tried to starve out West Berlin by blocking the trains and trucks so that the food couldn't get to West Berlin. And what ensued was the Berlin Airlift, which was an amazing. That was the year I was born. And I think you were born a few months after the Berlin Airlift, Paul.
Yes, I was born in January 1949.
It may have still been going on. But these people, you know, they have they're closer to their roots and to who they are. And Donald Trump is bringing us back to that. And I think it was just a brilliant thing for Donald Trump to bring us back instead of celebrating at some, Paris nightclub or, something going on. And he went to our roots. And I'm going to do this just for a little fun. After we listened to Karen Carpenter on the show, the other day, I guess it was Friday, I studied up on Karen Carpenter and remembered the things that, when I was going to high school, she was going to high school, Downey High School in California, and she and her brother Richard, what a wholesome, what a wonderful girl Karen Carpenter was. And her music, if you remember back, folks, our music was kind of going all to hell in a handcart at the time. It was very sort of the hippie thing was going on. But Karen Carpenter was just so wholesome, born in New Haven, Connecticut, and just such wholesome music and such a tragic story of her death. She died at 32 and largely from really badly prescribed or badly administered prescriptions and drugs that she very incompetent doctors and one person who wasn't even a doctor basically destroyed her heart with things she was taking. And she didn't really die of anorexia or weight loss. Her weight was okay.
You're all over that, James. Boy, is that the biggest myth.
Yep. She, when her mom found her, her weight was okay. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to give you just this wonderful music of Karen Carpenter to lift our spirits right after this break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.